This is Northwest News from KNKX. Genetically engineered salmon were approved by the FDA nearly 2 years ago. They don't appear to be on supermarket shelves yet in the Northwest, but tribes and community groups are holding a cookout this weekend to raise awareness about their concerns. 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
Aqua Advantage salmon were the first genetically engineered animal product meant for human consumption to be approved by the FDA. It combines the genetic material of Chinook and Atlantic salmon with eel pout to make it grow nearly twice as fast as its conventionally farmed counterparts.
And it was done without a single consultation with tribes who have, you know, organized our lives around salmon for thousands of years.
Valerie Segrest is with the Muckleshoot Food Sovereignty Program and says despite a resolution passed by the affiliated tribes of Northwest Indians opposing the introduction and submitted to the FDA, tribal concerns have been ignored.
To this day, nobody has had or received a phone call from them asking if it is okay to take our cultural and intellectual property and add an eel gene to it in a Atlantic salmon gene to it and put that on the market.
Tribes and consumer groups have sued the FDA, saying it was approved without adequate environmental review. The company says there is no risk because they're growing the fish in land-based tanks and using only sterile fish in production. But opponents say the FDA's law has loopholes that could allow changes in that process over time. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.